Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Okay, let's move on now from the global economic outlook to marketing. And I think it's fair to say that marketing today is more complex than ever. It's no longer just about catchy ads and big campaigns. Marketers sit at the very intersection of C-suite strategy, finance, procurement, public relations, and digital transformation. And often there is difficulty in aligning all of these fast-moving parts. Silos, jargon, and short-term pressures make it harder to build brands that truly stand out. At the same time, though, technology was supposed to make marketing easier. But here's the thing, has it actually done so, or are things just more confusing with AI, data-driven decisions, and shrinking budgets? So how do businesses create brands that people love and trust? Well, stepping onto center stage to help tackle some of these big issues is seasoned marketing expert Heidi Brouwer. She's just launched More Than Marketing. It's a unique program designed to bridge the gap between marketing leadership and business strategy and offers, she says, real-world insights for those trying to make sense of today's branding challenges. So Heidi, good evening to you. A very warm welcome. Why, in your opinion, is there such a disconnect then between marketing and leadership today? What's the problem?
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for the time to chat. You know, I think all of the things you said in your intro are true. If you talk to ad agencies or marketers, actually, everyone will accuse the other of juniorization. But I think it's so much more complex than that. There's just so many things that are going on that are making it harder to produce great marketing that either has great effectiveness or great creativity resulting in good return on marketing investment that's good for the business. And I think that, you know, the demands are higher, the gaps are wider, marketers are expected to do much more with much less. And for me, I think it's just about getting back to basics again. I can't believe I'm saying that, but that's the truth. I just think, I think we need to just breathe, take a breath and really look, because we're being clouded by so many things that are complexifying our world rather than simplifying it.
And the problem, I would imagine, is compounded by companies simply being obsessed with quick wins to the detriment of long-term brand value.
Absolutely. And I think that digital and performance marketing have made us just like starry-eyed about metrics that are easy to measure at the expense of the slow burn brand building stuff. I mean, in fact, Peter Fields and Les Bennett have written a paper called The Long and the Short, which says actually you have to do both things. But you know, the focus is you have to focus on both things at the same time. But we're not incentivized to do the right thing. We're not taught. CEOs are typically finance people. And I just want to help ad agency folk and marketers be able to see the big picture and communicate the big picture back into business. In fact, business are bad consumers of marketing, actually.
Let's talk about the platform in just a moment, but I do want to tackle you on silos and jargon. I did mention that in my introduction, and I was reading an extract of a report the other day, and this is a real-life feedback report which went, and I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but it said, in today's hyper-competitive landscape, brands must leverage omni-channel strategies to drive engagement and foster brand loyalty by harnessing data-driven insights and AI-powered personalization, at which point I wanted to take out a sharp knife. But the problem is that there is too much jargon in this business. There are the so-called the cliche of silos, and that makes marketing a mess. How do you fix it?
Well, you know, it's so funny because jargon actually, by its very definition, is meant to unify us, not to separate us, but it actually does divide us. And I call those suitcase words. When I work with clients, the first thing I do is I say, let's unpack the suitcases. I mean, that sentence is just like BS bingo. It would be a great one for that. But what do we do? That's my point about getting back to basics. If you go and ask a marketer or their agency, what's the objective of your campaign? So they can't tell you often. And then there are 11-5 of them. Well, there can't be. I mean, performance coaches will tell you in sports that an athlete can only focus on max 3 things at a time. And so should we as communication specialists who are trying to drive business return is can we actually articulate what the business objective is behind that marketing activity? And I tell you, I judge awards both for my pleasure and my pain. People can't. And that's what, when I say back to basics, ask the question, what is the objective behind this, the business objective? And that's what we need to do more of.
Which is what you're going to do. So you've launched this program called More Than Marketing. Let me just tell our listeners tonight that you have an enviable marketing pedigree. You've worked at Hollard and also British Airways when it existed in this country. What's the program about, and what are you going to do? Who's going to benefit? Who's going to benefit from it?
Well, I've called it an uncourse, an of course. I want to just help people fall in love with their brands again and to go, oh, of course, I get that. Because I think we're so bamboozled, as you say, by the jargon and by the complexity that's flung our way. I just want to help people in an 8-week series in a group environment by giving them a coach and a community to fall in love with their brand again. And their brand could be themselves. It could be the company they work for, the brand they hold in their hands, but just to remember what the things are, the essential ingredients are for building a brand so that it brings value to all the stakeholders. So just to close the gap between business marketing and agencies who all speak different languages, we thought it would be fun when someone said you can be a brand person, but actually it's just jolly hard. I want to make it easier again.
Heidi, how do you overcome perceived obsolescence in the marketing space? AI and data taking center stage. Surely marketing and even human creativity is at risk.
You know, it isn't. It absolutely isn't. And in fact, at the end of last year, I sat with two super, super clever fellas, you know them both, who absolutely baffled my brain with all the AI and stuff and the thing that they can do with marketing and advertising. And the thing I said to them, and it is true, is you can't do any of this unless you have your brand well articulated and your story well created and your distinctiveness defined. Then you can use the AI on top of that to make your work more efficient and to test and so on. But in the absence of a well-articulated and distinctive brand, you're really the same as everybody else, and you're just peddling more, maybe at a lower price, but you're not going to break through.
The platform is called More Than Marketing, and my thanks tonight to Heidi Brower.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.